Good morning. I'm honored to be here today, really. In 2004, when I went to a training in Los Angeles for the first time in policy, it was around the 10th grade. Little did I imagine that I would one day be in Washington, D.C. in 2011, being a panelist with Dr. Serena Clayton and Ms. Terry Wright and other experts in their fields. It is truly an honor. I remember being in the audience at the age of 15 and just listening for the first time, just being introduced to public health, being introduced to public policy, and I'm like, what am I doing? And as Steve Jobs said, you know, one day you'll connect the dots, and they're connecting today. I decided to major in public management at the University of Southern California and minored in public health. As a result of my involvement in school-based health centers. So I was one of the youth, just like Jason, who went through a similar school and now am about 6 weeks away from graduating with a bachelor's. Thank you. But really the thread that makes students successful is really adults believing and engaging the youth. And if there's something you take away from me talking today, it's believing and engaging youth. You know, when adults, staff members trust youth, that they are intelligent, that they are capable, youth, they see that. They see, hey, you know, maybe my peers or maybe some family members don't believe that I have some talent, but it is the youth at the schools, and in this case, school-based health centers, that really are able to highlight that. I came from a high school in South Los Angeles, about 3,200 students, 79% Latino, 79% Latino, 19% African American, and 2% other. The school has a graduation rate of 46%, and it is in an area that suffers from urban blight, economic depressions, and other social challenges that have been mentioned today. And I also come from a great state of California, which has about 9,000 public schools, but we only have about 155 plus school-based health centers. And along that, we have about 40 in high schools, 40 plus. And so it was an honor to that we had one school-based health center at the high school I went to, and I graduated from there in 2007. School-based health centers, according to NASBAC, realized that the importance of bringing youth perspective to the table. And this was something common that we saw throughout our school-based health center. When I was in 10th grade, I went in for a physical for soccer, and I just was going to the health center because they said that's where you can get the services. But a health educator approached me, Matt Moyer, and he said, would you be interested in becoming a health educator in health education and in family planning? And here was this young male knowing very little about family planning and about to go through a training that I would end up becoming a certified family planning health educator at the age of 15. And that was pretty awesome experience. The school-based health center, what I think are four key things that made the school health center very successful. The first one is mentoring. There was support and guidance on behalf of our staff members that anytime we needed anything, they made themselves available. This was a space now that I said, hey, I'm going to get involved with the My Choice program, teen pregnancy prevention program. Knowing that in my community there were high teen pregnancy rates, keeping in mind that I was raised by my mother, keeping in mind that I had three sisters as well and no brothers. And so I knew that this was something that was keeping a lot of young women in my community from completing their high school degree. And so I became a family planning health educator, and they would take us to trainings at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. And after that, the staff members said, you know what, the health educators, we want you to come and do presentations. We won't do the presentations. It's going to be your turn. Because they believe that peer education was way more effective than the staff members educating. And so as a peer educator, we would do lunch sessions As a peer educator, I would go into the classroom and speak in front of the students and teach them issues about teen pregnancy. After that, they allowed us to be creative. We had an open house for open house for World AIDS Day. We had a DJ, we had organic food and fresh fruits. And this was, we made ribbons. I remember sitting in the health center making the ribbons. And this was all, we were all being guided by, this is all happening, by the way, at the school-based health center. The second thing, I think, is training. There's mentoring and training. Where students are sometimes they're believed to be not capable of learning this material. But in the school health center, there was that belief in us that we could gain the knowledge and that we would become certified so that our voices could be more credible. We have trainings in Sacramento, in Berkeley, San Francisco, and of course, Los Angeles. The third thing is space. School-based health centers provide the space that is necessary for us, well, that was necessary for us to do our presentations, to do our work, not only the health education work, but it was a space where we can do our homework. Maybe sometimes it was after school and maybe the library was closed or we couldn't really study in the benches. And so it provided that. We also felt part of the staff. I think to be a 15-year-old and saying, hey, maybe I'm volunteering my time, but I feel like I'm part of this team, that really was key. It grew from being just 3 to 5 peer educators, and then the program grew to about 8 and 14. And lastly, I think it's a sense of community. Despite that the staff members were different in terms of gender and race, they still cared about us. Never did we feel different. We knew that the health center was this place to go after school. All this was happening at the local level. And a few months later, we were introduced to the Policy Leadership Program on School Health by the California Center on Civic Participation, where the partnership between the school-based health center and nonprofits in Northern California was the link that was necessary for us to go through trainings. At these trainings, we would meet up in Berkeley, and we would have all these sessions on how to do a needs assessment. We would do a session on how to conduct surveys, how to get our business cards, how legislation was passed in Sacramento. 15-year-olds. Learning things that we probably learn in a public policy program in college or in a master's program. 15-year-olds. The impact of school-based health centers. We were participating, and we had a briefing at the state capitol where we lobbied for key bills. One bill was AB 2560, the School Health Centers Act, which Serena was the key player in pushing for that legislation with her nonprofit. And then we developed a youth health, when returning back from these trainings, we went back to our community and we said, okay, we were trained in teen pregnancy, but we realized that this training, that there are people learning in other areas. And upon our return, we created the Youth Health Action Board, where we were being trained in on issues about mental health and youth and fitness and nutrition and obesity prevention. We mapped the resources in our community, realized for the first time what we were working with, or more in depth. We hosted roundtable discussions where we invited key stakeholders and legislators and knew the impact that we were doing. And we were having discussions with the students. We were passing out these surveys and we were like, well, what are your needs? Realized that we were trained in 3 key areas that they reported. And that was really the high school experience. And then after that, I didn't realize that Serena, because she's so passionate about involving youth, she said we're going to create a youth board at our nonprofit, at the California School-Based Health Centers Association. And she created the youth board. She had Kat, an older staff member, become the lead agent and recruited 5 of us, the first founding board members, to be part of this group that is now currently 8 active, but it has enrolled about 14 and more young people that are now in college. So here we had the policy leadership program at the high school level going through all these trainings through the California Center. And it served as a pipeline for us to go to, when we moved on to college, to continue that legacy, to continue that work. at a greater level. And so that's what we ended up doing. We went on and we were part of this association. And we received training, but this time, not only were they trainings, but they were planning sessions. We were the ones creating the PowerPoints. We were the ones planning and making sure that people attended our events. And we did education. We started traveling a little more. We went to Tulare, the Central Valley area of California. We went to West Contra Costa and did presentations for people who wanted to start their own school-based health center. And now it's at the local level. At the state level, we started presenting, of course, at Sacramento. And then at the national level, we had the National Association on School-Based Healthcare, where the association presented, the youth board presented on our successes regarding on youth engagement. There's five key areas that the former associate director, Heather Ballas of the California Center, said that were important for our success in wrapping up what I'm speaking about today. One is learning, developing the intellect of the student. Second, thriving, being physically healthy. Three, connecting, cultivating social and collaborative skills. For me, if I'm standing here today, it's because the staff members believed in that connection, believed in that partnership. Four is working, developing vocational and practical skills that we learned throughout the trainings. And five is leading, including civic involvement. Lastly, I just want to say that every student who's been through the school-based health center, every student has graduated from high school, has pursued a college education, and many of us have graduated from college. Thank you.